All right. I want to quickly move to the doctors now. This ruling, doctors can challenge Arizona's genetic abnormalities abortion law. What's that all about, Don Luce?
All right. There is a case pending in federal court here in Arizona that is challenging the constitutionality of a 2021 statute that provides doctors are prohibited from performing abortions based solely upon fetal abnormalities. Okay. The history of this statute is a bit interesting because in 2021, Roe versus Wade was still the law of the land. Mm-hmm. That's the historic Supreme Court decision mm-hmm. that was recently overturned in Dobbs. Mm-hmm. But at the time that the 2021 statute was enacted by the Arizona legislature and then signed into law by the Arizona governor, Roe versus Wade was still the law. It applied to every single state because it was a federal Supreme Court decision. And so the U.S. District Court in Arizona initially blocked enforcement of the 2021 statute. When Roe versus Wade was overturned and returned the issue, essentially the issue of abortion to the states, for the states to determine what their laws were going to be, the same judge overturned his earlier blocking order and allowed the statute to go into effect. So now the proponents or plaintiffs in this lawsuit, which is currently pending, are challenging the constitutionality of the 2021 statute, saying that it's unconstitutionally vague. It's unclear. The doctors are saying, we don't know what's prohibited and what's permissible. And because of that uncertainty, the law is constitutionally infirm and cannot be enforced. The court hasn't ruled on this yet, but what the Ninth Circuit has decided just recently is that the doctors have standing to challenge the law. And the doctor's standing relates to the fact that, number one, they're confronted with potential criminal penalties, and they're confronted with potential loss of licensure if they violate a law that they contend they don't fully understand, mm-hmm. that it's not clear. Mm-hmm. What would constitute a decision based upon fetal abnormalities as opposed to other factors? I think that's basically their argument. So if you're discussing this with your patient and your patient is deciding to abort the fetus,
right,
and the fetus does have some abnormalities, does that in and of itself violate this statute?
They want clarity and they want protection is what this is about, right?
Absolutely. And they contend that the law as it's written and as it may potentially be enforced doesn't provide them with that. Now, interestingly, the governor has already essentially taken a position on this. The Attorney General has said essentially that she's not going to prosecute any abortion offense or violation. And she's advised, I think, not ordered, but advised the various county attorneys throughout the state of Arizona to not prosecute these types of matters, right? So, on the one hand, you have a group saying, look, this is purely academic. Nobody's going to be prosecuted for this. But on the other hand, you have the doctors who are saying, well, that's under the current administration.
Exactly. That what happens when there's a political change?
Exactly.
So the doctors are left holding, you know, whatever.
And also, there is one county attorney in Yavapai County who has essentially come out and said, I'm not going to abide the suggestion of the Attorney General. I'm going to make my own determinations as to which laws I enforce and which laws I choose not to enforce. So you have all of that going on. And then at the same time, you have a case currently before the Arizona Supreme Court that's set to be heard in December that challenges the statute, making abortions after 15 weeks illegal in Arizona. So you have a group saying that that statute is unconstitutional, and then you have a group saying, well, under the Dobbs decision, which returned those types of matters to the state, 15 weeks is not unreasonable, and therefore the law should be enforced as written.
Boy, there's got to be some clarity sooner or later on this, not only in Arizona, but the whole country.
Think about how contentious the issue is.
Yep. All right, Don Luce, always a pleasure. The Luce Law Group, offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Don, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, that'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of attorney Don Luce and Tom, engineering and producing the show, Bill Buckmaster wishing everyone well. Have a great day.